Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. I'm joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Carrie Loafman and Alexa Went with The Main Place in Newark.
For folks who are not exactly sure what The Main Place is all about, what you folks do to help others in our community, maybe a little background on The Main Place.
We're a peer-run organization focusing on mental health services. We provide peer support and operate a drop-in center Monday through Fridays. We're open from 8 to 3. And by a drop-in center, that means that people can come in and receive mental health services right away. They don't need an appointment. They can get in and start their recovery journey the very day they walk in. There may be some things that they need an appointment before, but we'll get something for them going the very first day they walk in. So that's one of the things that's unique about us. Also unique is doing peer support, where people with lived experiences, either with mental health or addiction or both, they come in and they're working in the field trying to help people through their own lived experiences to help them because they understand where they're coming from. They've lived the life, whether it be mental illness, addiction, and also probably associated with that is some periods of homelessness.
It's so powerful. I mean, we see it time and time again with organizations like yours in the community that, you know, people that have been helped by an organization, they're the first ones to respond and say, hey, this is so powerful. It was great for my life. It's wonderful that you have peers in there working with those folks because that message means so much.
Yeah, that's Alexa's story. She's our peer support director, and she can talk firsthand about that.
Well, Alexa, when you talk about that, I mean, how when you're out talking to people, and Carrie and I were saying this earlier, I mean, they may talk to us, but they're not going to get into the root of what's going on. Do you find it's easier for you because you can say, hey, look, I've been here, I know what this is all about? Do people open up to you then?
People definitely open more to somebody who shares that experience. And it doesn't have to be that you walk the exact same shoes. It can be, you know, similar stories.
Mm-hmm. How frustrating is it when you hear, you know, something, we'll get into this with Carrie. And I mean, how frustrating when you hear folks say, well, people want to live this life. You can't help them. This is what they want. This is what they choose. As somebody who's been there, and again, don't know your whole your background, but I mean, is that frustrating when you hear that?
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, what do you say to folks who say that then?
9 times out of 10, it's when people say those things to me, the first thing I ask them is, do you even know that person's name?
Mm-hmm.
Because without a name, I'm pretty sure you don't know a story.
Yeah. And you find that, is it mental health? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? I mean, when you're talking to people, if you were to just take like a percentage of those, I mean, do you get that? I mean, or is it just a mix of all of it?
It's a mix of all of it.
Mm-hmm. And how many folks are you seeing when you go out?
That's a tricky question. It depends on how much I want to go out and where all I want to go. I can see 5 people a week. I can see 50 people a week.
Really? And that's both in Newark and Mount Vernon, or are we just specifically talking about Newark?
I strictly stay in Newark.
Really? Is there a particular area where you're seeing the most, or is it just across the area?
It's all over Licking County.
Is that what you're hearing as well, Carrie? I mean, is it
sure?
Just, yeah.
Yeah, we actually have 3 people that go out and do homeless outreach on a regular basis, and they cover the bases. Alexa's the one who goes out in the woods, under bridges, into various places in the community where people are trying to remain unseen so that nobody bothers them while they're trying to figure things out or just because they have nowhere else to go. Also, we have somebody who goes out in the county, like Pataskala, Hebron. We have another person who hits the shopping areas like Walmart and Kroger and also covers the apartments. So I think people would be really surprised at the number of people who currently aren't housed and unsheltered in the Licking County area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night at the United Way homeless and housing.
The forum, the community forum.
Yeah, community forum that we had last night. You know, there was an estimate of, if it's only 100 people that are out based on something called a point in time count, maybe that's something that's doable. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, it's a lot more than 100 that those are 100 people that are known. There's, I put the number in hundreds of people have asked me. I don't know how many hundreds, but it's probably much more than 100 people on any given night that are out in our community without anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm. And as a way of understanding, because mm-hmm. this is such a hot topic right now, especially in the Newark area, is there kind of a formula for it? I mean, does homelessness lead to drug and alcohol problems and mental health issues? Is it the mental health issues that lead to homelessness? I mean, is there any kind of system or any kind of pattern that would help people understand it better?
The way I put it is, well, your mental health certainly ain't going to do better when you're in a homeless situation. Just to give you some kind of context, when we do our numbers, we find that in Licking County, about 55% of the people that are coming into our doors, which we serve over 600 to 700 people a year, unique individuals in our coming through our doors. Over half of those are either recently homeless, currently homeless, or in risk of being homeless. And that number is kind of a revolving door because of the housing shortage in Newark. You know, we'll house one person while another person is probably coming in our other door who just became homeless while we're housing somebody, because we do have a housing program at the main place also where we do housing placement assistance.
Hmm. And talk about that. Was it 10 units you have?
We have 18 units total.
Okay.
We have 10 units of permanent supportive housing, an apartment building that sits right behind the Newark main place.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we have an apartment building on West Main Street in 8 units where it's not supportive housing technically. It is a secure building, but we're just a landlord there. So we're looking to expand that actually, and we want to increase the stock significantly with a permanent supportive housing facility. We've had an architect design that would be 44 units of permanent supportive housing, and we're looking at a piece of land that's contingent to our Newark facility in south end of Newark. Mm-hmm. So we're still trying to get that project off the ground, but we think that would make a big difference. And the supportive housing we've discovered just makes a world of difference in keeping people housed who in their adult life have struggled with maintaining their housing. They've come into a permanent supportive housing with, you know, where we have somebody watching the front door for them and available for them to in their own living space to help them, to be there for them, and also to keep people out of their apartment building that gets them in trouble and sometimes lead to them losing their housing.
Right on. Alexa, the hardest thing for folks who are dealing with homelessness, is it getting out of that mindset themselves? Is it the folks they're hanging around with? I mean, what, as you talk to people, what are they telling you is the hardest part about this? Is it just trying to find maybe a job? I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for these folks, but what are they telling you is this is where we need the help?
You hear a lot of it. A huge part that I hear is the fear. I can get somebody to go to treatment, but what I can't do is tell them what's going to happen when they come back. They go to treatment and they're dropped back off, even on our doorstep at the main place. And then what? Mm-hmm. It's the fear of the unknown. A lot of my folks that I'm out there talking to, if I do one thing, can you tell me again what's going to happen next? And I can't, nor can anybody else.
But what's your story? I mean, what was that step for you when you found, you know, your peace, you found the path out? What was it that got you the catalyst to now you're helping people?
God's honest truth, Licking County probation. I was given an ultimatum, and my ultimatum was to get clean or lose my daughter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose, obviously, not to lose my daughter. My husband held my hand and said, you know, you want to go to school, do it. And I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, yeah, you can. So he was my rock, pushed me through. which led to doing human services at COTC.
Awesome.
Through human services, they require that you do a practicum, internship, I guess is what most people know it by. And I was placed at the main place. And when I first walked in the door, I didn't have any idea what the main place, didn't even know it was there. Okay. Had I known prior to, I probably would have went there. But through that, getting clean and doing my internship there, it was an immediate, this place did more for me than I even knew at the time. So ultimately it was, I'm doing my internship and I'm out of here. Well, 8 years later, the main place has, I would love to tell you half my heart, but the main place is my heart.
Yeah.
And when you are seeing folks who come through and that I don't want to say the light bulb goes off for them, but is there a moment where you can just tell, we've got this person, we're going to be able to get them through this? I mean, is there just anything like that? Or for everybody else, it's different?
For everybody, it's different. Rock bottom for everybody is different. A huge part of what I've learned and what I like to do is tell them, live your best life. If your best life's clean and sober, I support that. If your best life today's getting high, I support that. But when you're ready to get clean, that's, we're still here. The main place is still here. If you want to be, you know, if you want or if you can be clean and stay clean, ultimately that's the goal. But we're not going to push you away if you're not at that spot yet. And that's a huge thing for all of us at the main place is we see so often our folks get asked to leave places because they're not ready to be clean. We try to welcome them in with open arms and give them a safe place to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, to go ahead, Carrie.
Well, I was just going to say, and one thing that we talk about some of the stereotypes of our community, you know, they would hear that and say, well, you're just enabling them.
I swear to God, it's one of those. Yes. Yeah. You probably have heard this.
Yes. Yeah, so. And it's not, you know, to give assistance to somebody is not enabling them. You know, to give somebody a meal is not enabling. To, you know, take them over to get a clean set of clothes, to give them to let them come in and take a shower. But, you know, we are first and foremost a mental health recovery center, and we work with people every day to try to get them to the place where they start realizing their potential. And that's one of the things that we kind of picked up as a slogan of the main place is we help people feel like people again. That's actually something that Alexa coined, and we made it a part of our messaging that the main place is where people start to feel like people again, because one of the frustrating things is they come into the main place and we start working with them and they start to feel like they can do it again. Then they go back out, they leave the main place for the day and go back into our community and get pushed back down again and get looked at a certain kind of way because they're, you know, maybe they have a backpack on. Oh, they're homeless. They're riding a bike. Oh, this is a homeless person. Well, that's their transportation. They're getting around. And, you know, quite honestly, I would have been one of them people looking at them with judgment at one point in my life and coming to the main place and learning what it's all about. You know, I grew up in Newark and was a middle class kid, working class family, and I didn't experience homelessness. I still haven't experienced it. I'm a good listener, so I hear the stories and love listening to the stories and learning more about that. But the passion comes from, hey, this is my neighbor and this is my brother, this is my sister, and they deserve to get a chance to realize their potential. And that's one of the things that I think we really need to focus on as we start working towards solutions in Licking County and Newark, wherever it may be, is to realize that these people have potential. They have great potential.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Carrie Loafman and Alexa Went with The Main Place in Newark. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.